the way designers are reimbursed is totally based on a 1950s model where Italy was a sort of China of the 1950s, and you would actually have a long-term relationship with a company. You would design a new piece every year, and the pieces would actually run for a while. There was no short product life cycles or anything like that. So this kind of 4% royalty on the wholesale price actually was a fair deal. But, you know, the world has moved on, and we're not in the 1950s again. We have very short product cycles, and you literally have to bring money to work for some of these companies.
So what should be done? How should the contract structure change, do you think, to make it fairer?
It just has to be realistic. You know, the value a designer generates just has to be reflected in fees and certainly also in royalties. But the whole notion that, you know, like a lot of these companies actually they slashed their development departments, they slashed their PR, they slashed their spending on photography. You know, even what the generation of Jasper and Constantin and what they got from companies like Capellini in the 90s was a brilliant PR machine, you know, incredible photo shoots, big magazine, you know, Cap magazine published for every fair, and a global kind of buzz engine, which also made them big. And that market penetration or like communication penetration that existed back then, the average furniture company is not able to live with it anymore. So that added value in working with a company like that doesn't exist anymore, full stop. And the fees, obviously, if you design a piece of furniture, there's massive investments in tooling, there's massive investments in, you know, all these aspects, and the designer is by now able and supposed to deliver a very high level of, you know, 3D CAD drawings. In a way, also emulate the Ufficio Tecnico, the engineering department of a company like that. So we bring a lot of stuff to the table. But most successful design offices actually pay their rent with other things, not with designing furniture at all.
And you think that's okay? You basically designers need to negotiate a spot that the way that design is done with those companies has changed, and instead of complaining about that, just find other ways of making a living?
No, obviously it's nothing anyone embraces, you know. There's commercial offices that basically design new sofas for about 15 different Italian brands every year, along with like 30 new coffee tables, and even they really live from doing yachts, doing interiors, and all of it is quite commercial stuff. So the an office like, you know, what Sozzos Associati was, who would do like really radical, who took risks just by nature. You know, there was no discussion about taking risks. It was clear you had to take risks. You had to do incredibly risky work. That has become less and less. And also companies who are willing to take risks, you know, in the current economical climate, can be very dangerous to do that. And there's a few people who still do that. You know, Perazza, for example, with Marges, he's definitely into that. While other brands who are more rational, maybe, they just don't do it anymore. And that also explains a certain stagnation, which was very evident in Milan for the last 2 years, that there was a very, very evident lack of actual fresh ideas, installations. You know, companies suddenly just present furniture, trying to sell furniture. 10 years ago, they would do a great stand, which was an idea of its own, which was a proposition of its own. And now there's a need to actually sell sofas. And you can, when you walk over the fair, you see that very clearly.